Haiti, violent gangs massacre more than 40 inside church in night of terror. By Christian K. Caruso on August 25, 2026. Haitian gangs killed at least 47 people and injured more than 22 in a brutal massacre inside a church on Sunday night. The Haitian newspaper La Nouvelliste reported that the deadly church massacre occurred in Kenskoff, a hillside commune overlooking the Haitian capital city of Port-au-Prince. Per the newspaper, the neighborhood and its outskirts were under drone surveillance for several days after gangs had gained ground. Gang members opened fire inside a local church that had been serving as a shelter for displaced people. The UN reportedly detailed that at least 47 were killed, and more than 22 were left wounded, noting that the figures could change. According to La Nouvelliste, Johnson Isotou André, the leader of the violent Five Seconds gang, has claimed responsibility for the Kenskoff massacre. Five Seconds is part of the broader Vivons en Living Together gang coalition led by Jimmy Barbecue Chérizier. André reportedly shared a video on social media showing nearly 20 people, including children, who were taken hostage during the assault, threatening to execute them in the event of a law enforcement attack. "If one of my dogs or one of my soldiers is killed, these people will be killed," André reportedly affirmed in the video, for La Nouvelliste. Speaking to AFP on Monday, Kenskoff Mayor Jean Masselin detailed that some of the killings were carried out execution style. Masselin, who described the tragedy as a night of terror, pointed out that Kenskoff has been plagued by gang violence for months and attributed the brutal killings to Vivons en. The bandits raided a displaced person's camp located in a church. They executed several people. There are fatalities and dozens of wounded. Some people were abducted by the criminals, Masselin told AFP. The office of Haitian Prime Minister Alex Didier Fils-Aimé expressed its condolences to the victims of the Kenskoff massacre in an official statement on Monday, affirming that it stands in solidarity with those affected. The office emphasized, "Let there be no mistake. This mourning is also a challenge," stressing that the Haitian government will respond to the events with the force of law and the legitimate exercise of law enforcement. Per the statement, the Haitian government has placed all of the nation's security forces on high alert and deployed reinforcements to the entire territory of Kenskoff to restore the government's authority in the area. "The government's message is unequivocal: no armed group will thrive in Haiti. Criminals will be granted neither a truce, nor a refuge, nor impunity. The security forces have been tasked with pursuing them, neutralizing them, and rendering them incapable of causing harm," the statement read in part. "The public must remain confident. The government stands firm. It will not retreat, it will not compromise, and it will not back down," the text continued. "Kenskoff will not be abandoned. Haiti will not be left at the mercy of bandits. The Republic will prevail." La Nouvelliste, citing details from a UN report, detailed that Sunday's attack in Kenskoff marks the latest in a series of assaults launched by Haitian gangs at the hillside commune. In early July, a series of gang attacks in Kenskoff and the Petionville commune killed at least 61 people, including 14 children. Due to its strategic location, control of Kenskoff's territory is highly coveted by the gangs, as it overlooks Port-au-Prince and routes that lead to the nearby neighborhood of Petionville, which houses several embassies and the seat of Haiti's current government. At least 262 people, including 147 gang members, were killed in Kenskoff in a series of violent attacks between January and March 2025. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.